shul. I mean, presumably the guy who owns it is. Okay, so it turns out, so from yesterday we said that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that Chametz is a Netzach Chavtza. Okay, which means that Pesach, like a Pesach, gives a designation of a removed from Achila, a designation of Issa on the Chavtza Shal Chametz. And once it has that designation, the Chal Hashem Isser, so it can't be, it's not removed, there's nothing to remove it. So the Chal Hashem just exists. And it's going to exist even after Pesach. But on Pesach itself, it could be he agreed that you get kares. Presumably, you could say that he holds his nisr gavra also. Is that your violation of the chag matzos and you're not allowed to eat Pesach of chametz on the chag matzos? Two different lavim. So that's the kares is for that lav, for the achilas Pesach chametz, which is the gavra to violate the chag matzos through achilas Pesach. That's the kares. But there's also a nisr in the chafta. The chafta is nesar, and that expresses itself. And Achar Pesach, because it's the Chavtza's Nesars. I mean, it would turn out, so to speak, like on Pesach itself, you're in violation of both. You know, but I don't know if there's like an Afghan. That's two Malkas, I don't know. But it would seem, it's hard to say this is the Isser of eating it after Pesach, but it doesn't also apply on Pesach. Was it the end of Pesach as well? So, I mean, it's hard to say. So it seems, at least this far, it's, of course, on Pesach, that Isser exists, Chavtza's Nesar. Okay, so now the question is, so the Mishnah, the problem is the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says only Chametz of Yisrael is also an Achar Pesach, but Chametz of an Achari is not. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it's any Chametz. Chametz is also chel, it doesn't matter if it's Jew, guy, it doesn't sound like it matters. So the Sigmar says, Rabbi Rach Bar Yaakov says no. Really, Rabbi Yehuda learns out Sa'ar de Achila Misa'ar de Ria. Okay, compares the Isar Achila, the Isar Achila to Isar by Rabbi Matzai. Just like by Ria, Halacha is Shalcha Yataroa, Valtaro Shalcher Mishal Gavoa, Asar de Achila Shalcha Yataroa, Valtaro Shalcher Mishal Gavoa. So, just like by Rabbi Matzai is only on your stuff. Okay, now it doesn't actually mean yours, because Pesach makes it not yours. But it means the stuff, I guess, which was yours. Okay, I mean, true Pesach takes it away, but if it was yours and you don't be mevatel or get rid of it, you still basically relate to it in the same way. You don't do something to knock it out. So then, however, that's like, yeah. So then it's by vate. But if you, it's not clear what, if you see the chametz of an achri, or something to that effect, or if, for instance, the chametz of an achri is in your house, that's the halacha, if it's in your house, but you don't have any achrayas, any monetary relationship to it whatsoever. Okay, you don't even have achrayas if it gets broke, if it gets ruined, you don't have any responsibility to it. So then the fact that it's in your house, is there's no halacha, there's no isser, there's not b'ayrav b'ayimatzeh, b'ayrav b'ayimatzeh is only the chametz of Yisrael. Okay, shalcho yataro, aval taro shalcher shalgova. So too, the saying is, the isra achila is only on a Chamesh Yisrael. And the other Shita holds, Rava doesn't buy it. Rava doesn't learn that out. Rava within Rabbi Yehuda, Rava says he doesn't learn such a limud. And there's a difference. This is why Rabbi Matzah is only yours. But Achila is whether it's yours or not yours. Who cares? Okay? So the Machlokas is by Achila, you say that the Isra Achila is restricted, is limited to Chamesh Yisrael, just like Rabbi Matzah is restricted to Chamesh Yisrael, or no? It's any Chametz. So the question is, I guess, could we get an idea? What's that question about? Why should it be limited? Or why shouldn't it be limited? Like, could we get some insight into that thing? Why should it be compared to Rabbi Matzah? Why should it not be compared to Rabbi Matzah? Yeah, so maybe the point is, like what you're saying, but just a little better, that it's the Torah's, let's say this, Chametz in Rosh Hashanah of Yisrael is, so to speak, Omed L'Achilas Yisrael. And it's your Chametz. This is my food. It's in my house. It's all made for my Achila. So what the Torah does is, on Pesach, it comes along and designates it away from Achilas Yisrael. Well, since it's like nature is that it's all made for that, because I own it, and things which are owned by people are not usually eaten by them. So since it's like countering its designation of Kala Shana Gula, that it's basically its Omed Ma for my Achila, so the Torah is giving it that Chafza, which is Bereshusi, and is Omed for my Achila, and it's saying, yes, no, you, it's Mafkia from Achila, and it gives it a counter designation of Mufka from Achila. You know, just like something is Omed for my Achila, the Torah says, I can't even own it. Because it's only Achila, I can't even relate to it. I can't have a Yilusa B'Kiyumo. I can't, you know, because it's Omed for my Achila, it's in my Rishos, it's, you know. So what it's saying is that I can't own it. So again, so it's saying is that a chavtza, which is owned by a Jew, is only made for achilas yisra. Okay, that's normally you know you eat the food which is in your shas. So the Torah is saying it's giving it a counter designation, saying that which is regular, that which is only achilas yisra becomes nasar and gets the chal shame of mufka from achilas yisra. But if you have chametz that's owned by some guy, so that has nothing to do with Achilas Yisrael. It's nothing to do with Achilas Yisrael. Just some chametz in the world. It's in some chametz in China. What does that have to do with any Jews? And to do with anything. So the Torah doesn't give that. There's no reason to give that account. And as the designation of the chafza is the uprooting of its prior designation, which comes through the bailos and through the designation to the Yisrael, and therefore it's giving it a counter designation. But just some chametz in the world, which has nothing to do with the Yisrael, is nothing to do with the Achilas Yisrael, so the Torah never gave it that designation. It's a limitation of the designation. Okay, to chametz, which is in your parsha of eating, just like is like a certain relationship. You know, I have a certain kirav hadas or a certain relationship to chametz, but only chametz, which is a bar hachi of your achila, which is only for your achila. Chametz, which is yours. Chametz, which is, what's the difference if I see chametz that belongs to a guy? It has nothing to do with me. So there's no, Torah never answered that chametz. There's an idea of chametz bereshuso is only la achilas Yisrael, and that chafza the Torah gave, that's the chafza the Torah gave the counter designation. It's not just stam a designation on all objects in the world. It could be that's a question. I mean, it could be that's the other side, that the chachamim or whatever, maybe Rava holds that. See, the chiddush is, and this is what Chaim's point out, is that. You're saying that only L'Achilas Yisrael is measured by the framework of Bailos, according to Rachav Yaakov. Okay, that's like by L'Ori L'Acha, it definitely goes by Bailos, you know? Some sort of Bailos, something to do with Bailos. But Rava is going to say, and he has to be Mechalik, but he's going to say, look, every food is only L'Achilas Yisrael. Look, if it's a food, I can eat it. I can't go to China and eat food there. So what the Torah is saying is that Chametz is becomes defined as removed from L'Achilas Yisrael. So any food is only to eat. So what, because I don't own it? Ownership is like a monetary reality, which is very nice, it's a monetary reality, but bottom line is, the food is a food, and the Torah is saying is that on Pesach, chametz is not the food of Israel, and the matzah is the food of Israel. So anything which is potentially edible becomes nesar. It's a difference, so why restrict it, or what's the sense, there's no idea of restricting it based on dinim amanos, or based on bailos. But that's what the limud is, and we have to get the question of whether you learn or not. But he learns from Lawyer Alecha, as you see in Lawyer Alecha, Torah doesn't want you to relate to the thing. So you shouldn't have a certain type of relationship to it. If it's a guy's thing, you can look at it, you can stand over it, you can do whatever you want with it. Because if it's not the Jews, there's a distance from it. So with the Torah is, so you see that if you don't own it, it's like, it's not included in the designation or in the removal of the Torah. So the saying is that since the thing is an Ome L'Achilas Yisrael, the Torah is not defining it as Mufka from Achilas Yisrael. So it turns out, what's interesting, according to this, it's actually very interesting, but if there's Nisar Gavra, it's not going to work. I just realized. If there's Nisar Gavra also, then it's very nice, the Chafza isn't defined, but still there should be Nisar Gavra, you're not allowed to eat it, you know? It seems like he's really holding his Nisar Gavra either. Let's hold that for a second. That's significant. But he's going to say that there's no halacha, according to him, that you can't eat chametz on Pesach. There's no, I mean, this is part of the way, this is Rav Shimon's, I'm sorry, Rav Yehuda's idea. And specifically, especially Rav Acha's way of learning Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda's idea. And especially Rashi's way of learning Rav Acha's understanding of Rav Yehuda's idea. Which is, there's no isser to eat chametz on Pesach. The halacha is that on Pesach, the Torah took the food of the Yisrael and said, the chametz food of Yisrael, the food which is normally omed l'achila, and it said the chametz food which is on the achila is not your food. This is not your food. This is your food. This is not your food. You know what I mean? But it's not taking goy's stuff. Who cares? It's not like you can't eat it. It's not like, what is your food? What is defined as designated as your food on Pesach? Matzah, not chametz. But what a guy owns, that's not your food. That's just what you happen to eat. That's what you do a ma'aseh achila on. But it's not, the way the Torah did it is it took the chatzos of chametz and it relegated the chatzos shel your pantry, so to speak. Your chatzos shel ochels, the Torah is defining. Matzah is your chatzos shel ochels. The chametz which were your chatzos shel ochels are mufka from your chatzos shel ochels. You know? And if I eat it, I'm breaking the designation of being mufka for my chatzos shel ochel. I'm rendering it my chatzos shel ochel. But if I eat some guy's thing, there's nothing to do. I'm not making this my ochlem. It's just I happen to eat it, like aroi. It's not defined as my ochel. It's defined as my ochel is the things which I own. The things I happen to eat on the run, and some other guys are shas, so there's nothing to do with me. That's not making that my food. My food is the things which I own, and I am eating my food. That's my diet. That's my pantry. You know, So the question again is that when the Torah is defining chametz as non-food of Yisrael, is it using that chametz which is already defined as food of Yisrael via the institution of your bailos, similar to lo yir alecha, which we have to get a little better about lo yir alecha? What do you say? It just says any food is omei l'achila. So the Torah defined all ochlem, all chametz as being mufka from Chaz Yisrael. Irrespective of bailus, it didn't make use of. There's no hekesh. There's not yelfin and samisar. So it just goes by the generic idea. The most generic idea is without a restriction based on bailus. The limud is that it did limit it based on bailus. And why? I mean, you could see the Torah. Why? I mean, again, more why? But you could see an idea. The Torah is. I mean, it's true. A goy's thing in general. That's what you're eating, though. And that's what the Torah is saying. It's removing from your eating that which is already in your eating and is already shaykh to your eating. The Torah is countering it. But let's hold off on that for now. Uh-huh. Right, now I think the question is, at this point, is because I think so far, it's not really tied in. The idea we have so far has nothing to do with Bayar Lamotze per se. It's just like that's where you learn it from. But we're defining the difference insofar as this Isser Chafza of Chametz. Isser Chafza, we're defining, there's two ways to understand Isser Chafza. Is it any Chafza Shal Chametz in the world, or is it only a Chafza which is Omid L'Achilas Yisrael through the institution of Bayas? Okay? That you could just have two possibilities in the abstract, two different ways to define this Isser. But the way in which the Gemara presents it is whether you learn Seor from Bayar Rabbi Matzai. As do you say, just like by Bayar Rabbi Matzai, the Torah says, it's Shechay Yatarola, Azor Shechayram, so to hear, or not? So, I mean, it's a good point, is that you see the Torah does restrict this Parsha to Chametz Shel Yisrael. So, that's Rav Achor Yaakov's argument, is that it's all chametz in the world. It's not true, but it doesn't work that way. So presumably Rava should explain why they're different. You know what I mean? Like, it would seem like you'd want to understand the limitation by Bar Rabbi Matzei differently according to each of them, such that it lends itself to being extended to this case, to the Isser Chafetz Achila, or not. You know what I mean? Like, presumably, you should be able to, it would seem this is what you'd want to do, is to understand the concept. Okay, Chaim, we're saying, it would seem you'd want to do, understand the concept of lo yiro alecha, shecho yataro, about the ro shel acherim, v'shel gavoa, by Rabbi Matzai, in two ways. One way which will lead it to be extended to the Achila, and the same halacha will apply by Achila, or another way that, no, that's by Rabbi Matzai, but it has nothing to do with Achila. You know what I mean? Yeah, it doesn't sound to me like there's like a Gezeres Shava. Like, do you have this Gezeres Shava which Torah can't? And it's not even really Gezeres Shava. It's not even the word Tzahar. I mean, one of them is the word Tzahar, and the Machmetzas. I think it sounds like it's a conceptual idea. Like, you learn out, conceptually, saying, just like the Torah did it here. Same idea, conceptually. And the other man saying, no, you don't, conceptually, you don't learn that out. Sounds that way to me. I mean, I can't prove it, but it doesn't sound like there's like a Mesorah of whether you have Gezeres Shavah or not, and that's what they're arguing about, you know? It seems to be, it's like a Svara. Do you learn it out? Do you not learn it out? So if that's the case, it would seem to me you'd have to understand why you would or why you wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, good. So Chaim's saying is that it seems, what's Lo Yir Alecha? It means you're a lechosh, a choyat, or a dosh, or a choyat. It means there's no, it's not pshat that you can't see, relate to any chametz in the world. Even if a guy is chametz. That's not the halacha. Lechosh, a choyat, or a choyat. Your chametz is in your parsha, in your world, and that chametz the Torah is setting up a system of richlik from, or a system of replacing that. Saying your chametz is not for achil, matzah is for achil. Your chametz you can't own, you can't eat. That's the chatza which the Torah is targeting in its system of yisurim. There's a system here. So shalcha yatarot or shalchira means you're seeing this, you're relating to the chametz of an achil, yeah, but it's not shalcha. And the way the Torah is taking chametz, which is already in your world through bailus, some sort of bailus, and it's giving it counter designations, mafkiyah from achila, mafkiyah from bailus. So that's right. That's what seems to be what the Torah is doing. There's a system here. So I don't think that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a zera shava. It makes sense. Why should there be a chiluk between these two different isura? I mean, what's the chafza which the Torah is targeting? So the question then turns to Rava. Right? Rava doesn't do that, right? Maybe I'll probably that. So I'm saying this is that, and really he must be holding that Rava's holding that all chametz, every chafta shel chametz in the world, has a designation of mufkaf machilas Yisrael. Okay, that's what he holds. That's why you can't eat. It's removed from machilas Yisrael. You can't eat any of that. Well, when I say achila, by the way, it's hana also. It's not only achila. Okay, so it's all mufkaf from machilas Yisrael. But lo yeira elacha. Let's imagine. I don't know if I necessarily want to rely on this, but let's, for simplicity's sake, let's assume that you learn that Valyar Valyamatze is like a, so to speak, like a siyag, like a further richlik from achila. Because really, the Torah doesn't care that you own chametz on Pesach, the Torah doesn't want you to eat chametz on Pesach, but it's like Torah set up a system of richlik, like a person is lo bedili, you know, he's not, generally, he eats chametz all year round. And in terms of being marachik, a person from chametz, from eating chametz, the Torah set up a whole system, a further system, which is by your matzi. Not only can you eat it, but you also can't even relate to it, have kiyuf hadas to it, bailos, whatever it is. It's like a furtherance of the esar achila. Okay, it's like if there's no esar achila, there'd be no esar by your matzi. I think that makes sense. It's not, it's based upon the chametz as a ochel, and it's, you're gonna eat it, and I don't know if it's like exactly like a siyag, like a drabon is a siyag, but it's like, it's dependence, it's extension of the isser, because like ownership brings it closer to achila, so to speak. Okay, but I'm gonna talk about it like a siyag, like if you own it, then you'd end up eating it. Okay, just to get together the idea across. Like, let's assume that's the idea. So the idea of the Lairamatsa is that you can't own it, because if you own it, you can eat it. Okay? If you relate to it, if you have a kirvadas to it, so now it's a step closer to achila. So if you look at it like that, then you could say that that's good. So again, both chametz of a guy and chametz of a Jew are mufkaf machilas Yisrael. And therefore you can't eat either one of them. Okay, but if you have a food which is yours, and you relate to it, it's in your rishos, so that's like it creates a certain kirvadas to the object, because it's your food. Your food, like you said, is omei la'achila. It doesn't deny that idea. There's a reality to your food in your house is omei la'achila. Your food in your house is omei la'achila. So, but a guy's food in your house, no one's going to eat a guy's food. I mean, it's the guy's food. It's not your food. It's mufka from your food. It's already removed from achila. So if you say the idea of Bayer Abayimotze is, it's like a kiruv to the achila, because it's like the kiruv hadas brings it into the framework of your achila. So it's true the isser achila, the chafza shel isser, is on all ochlem, whether it's a Jew or a guy. But it's only when it's lecha that the relating to it, that the yirael yimotze, it brings it into the parsha of achila. But when it's a guy's thing, the fact that I have it in my house, you don't say it's anything to do with achila. Just like if I have a couch in my house, it's nothing to do with achila. So it's true this is a food, but it's a guy's food, and I have no bailus on the thing, and that's what be gazela if I eat the thing. You know what I mean? So there's nothing to do. So what? It's in my rishos. What does that have to do with achila? There's nothing to do with achila. You know what I mean? If I eat it, it's very nice, it's gazela, but I'm eating it. So that's, I'm breaking the designation of the chavta. Chavta designation of mufkaf machila, and I'm eating it. But again, if if the thing is designated away from achila, so why can't I own it? What's wrong with owning it? I'm sorry, what's wrong with being in my rishos? Who cares? I'm not eating it. Oh, but if it's your object in your rishos, so that's already, we know what happens. Your object in your rishos, you can eat it. That's only achila. So the saying is that in furthering the removal, it's a furtherance of the isar achila that the Torah said, not only can you eat it, but you can't even be in your rishos. But Shalcha yataroa. Only the shalcha is where that's a furtherance of the Esar Achila. But if it's shal nachri or shal gavoa, so then you don't. It's not shayach to that because it's not omed for your achila. So keeping in your house doesn't involve the chafza that I'm going to eat the chafza. It doesn't have to do with achilas chafza. Eating it I can't do, but you know. So according to Rosh, so the question is that when the Torah says shalcha yataroa shalcheirim. Is it saying that the only chafza that the Torah targeted is Chametz Shel Yisrael? That's the way Rav Acha learns. That's the only chafza which the Torah is interested in. Okay, that chafza. If that's the case, then not even an achila. That's Shechol Yataro. He said the chafza of Chametz Shel Yisrael is that which you have bailus, only achilas Yisrael. That's which the chafza which the Torah is targeting. The chafza of a goy is not targeting. Or you say, no, the Torah is targeting all chafzaos. Any chafza Shel Chametz is Nasar. Shachal Yatoros Rosh Hashanah is a prat in the Isser of Bayer Abayim Matzeh, which is Bayer Abayim Matzeh is a Kiruv Hadas, which brings you closer to the Achila. So that's only by Shachal Yatoroa. But the fact that if it's a Shal Nachri, then seeing it or being in your Rishos has nothing to do with the Achila. So it's not an Isser just of seeing it or being in your Rishos, it's because of the relationship of it being in your Rishos to Achila. But that only exists in Shachal. But but not by Shal Nachri. But it's not saying that the Chatzah, the Torah is not interested in the Chatzah of an Achri. It's just by the nature of Bayer Abayim Matzeh is such that it doesn't apply by a Chametz of an Achri. Again, but Rav Acha Yaakov is saying, no, that Shalchay Torah, Torah Shalchay is telling you that the Chatzah of Chametz of an Achri is not included in the whole parsha of the Chatzah Shal Eser here. You know what I mean?